Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the press porch at Tanglewood. I'm Joe Donahue. This press porch is located in a grove of trees, steps away from a lovely flower garden, and one of the most beautiful views on a sunny day. Today's a rainy day, but even it is still, even in the rain, a beautiful, beautiful view of the Berkshires.
Yes, Joe. I'm Alan Chartok. We're overlooking the Stockbridge Bowl. It's heaven on earth, and we invite you, all of us, to join with a three-hour exploration of this jewel of the Berkshire Hills.
We start off with an abbreviated roundtable panel. We don't have our normal group here this morning. Don't send us letters. We won't look at them. Anyway, we welcome our man from the Berkshire Eagle, Kevin Moran, is here. Good morning, Kevin. It is a tradition to have you on these broadcasts. We've been doing this for decades, and it's a pleasure to have you back with us.
It is indeed a privilege and an honor to be with this distinguished panel.
And how could it be more distinguished than by having the managing director of the BSO added to this discussion, our dear friend Mark Volpe. Good morning, sir. How
actually, there are many ways to have it more distinguished, but we'll cover that later.
We love you both, and we thank you very much for being with us. Kevin, let's go to you first. And, of course, the BSO gets started tonight, and not surprisingly, you being the Berkshire Eagle, this is the story that is the top headline above the fold of the paper. This is a big deal.
Absolutely. The opening night at Tanglewood for the BSO is always a wonderful sort of official start to the summer, I guess. If you're, you know, we've already had one unofficial start in my mind. But to me, Tanglewood is summer. And tonight, when Andras Nelson takes the stage to perform Mahler's Resurrection, it is going to be, quite a... First of all, that piece in itself is majestic and grand and emotional and sentimental at the same time. And I can't think of a better piece, actually, to kick it off.
And speaking of resurrection, the Berkshire Eagle has been resurrected. It's become a very interesting paper. Lots of resources put into it. You must be a very happy man.
I consider myself one of the luckiest editors in the United States of America. For a little over a year now, we have been under local ownership. Our ownership has made some strategic investments to grow the newspaper, which has resulted, I think, in an expansion of what the Berkshire Eagle is able to get to, not only in terms of news, but in terms of features and culture. I think institutions like the Boston Symphony Orchestra and venues like Tanglewood are recipients of that coverage. These are, of course, major institutions in the Berkshires that the county relies on as an economic development driver. And so the Eagle has been part of the county's fabric for many, many scores of years. But now under local ownership, there's a new lease on life. We've expanded the newspaper itself, both physically and page-wise. We've gone to everything from make the type bigger to hire more staff in our features department to help us cover the BSO.
So Tanglewood has always been the vortex of the Berkshires. No two ways about it. We have wonderful cultural institutions, but without Tanglewood, we really would be bereft.
Tanglewood is, and I'm sure Mark can probably put this into more succinct terms economically, but it really is the it is a lifeblood of this county's sort of tourism, cultural. It is the mecca of which so many visitors from so many all parts of the country and all over the world come to enjoy and soak up. And the visitors who come to these grounds here at Tanglewood result in a, I would probably fairly say, a spillover effect that benefits all the other museums and theater and restaurants and what have you throughout the county. So it's significant.
As you've been speaking, Mark has been nodding appreciatively, I believe, as to what's been going on.
Well, two things, just to be parochial for a second and address Tanglewood's economic impact, and succinct and Mark Volpe are typically words that don't go together, but I appreciate the thought. We commissioned a professor, Mr. Shepherd, from Williams College to really, and he's in the better position than we to assess economic impact. And they use multipliers, and they you know, a good part of our audience is coming from the city, coming from Boston, coming from New Jersey, coming from Florida. We have 5,000 households from Florida feeding into Tanglewood. There's a D.C. contingent. There's a Houston contingent that are all part of the Tanglewood community. And so they all have second homes here. There are 18,000, 19,000 second homes in Berkshire County that have some connection with Tanglewood and consequently all the other incredible cultural institutions we're so fortunate to have. And we're very happy to see local ownership of the Eagle. And I think, I mean, as Alan knows, I'm a little bit of a news junkie, and you saw, you know, all these predictions, you know, 7-8 years ago about the ultimate demise of print and how, you know, new media and all that. And it's so wonderful to see, not just here, and I think the Berkshire Eagle is a prime example and probably doing it as well as anybody with the local ownership, but, you know, all of a sudden you see, you know, these papers with local owners that are really becoming, I mean, without you, there's no news gathering, because the you know, and ultimately, and radio. Public radio. Put it public radio. Alan, I woke you up.
Did you forget what's right in front of you?
No, but yeah, listen, you guys have an incredible newsroom, but across the country, you know, you take public radio out of the equation, and radio is pretty much. Vacuum.
Yeah, true.
So which is why you see Morning Edition and All Things Considered and Fresh Air and all the other content you have on your and then not to mention your investment in the local. I mean it's interesting then in terms of the public realm of broadcast that the radio numbers are staggering. Millions of people now access you, and you have this, you know, you have relationship with you in particular have relationship with the print press, you know, Times Union, and of course the Berkshire Eagle. And all of that, but the other contrary is on the television side. I mean, you know, public television doesn't have the numbers it had 15, 20 years ago, because that's where the competitive environment has sort of changed those dynamics. But in the radio sphere, you know, we're forever, you know, Bernadette, our wonderful press person, can tell you, I'm always pushing for NPR stories and here because you guys have numbers. And frankly, yeah, that's what we're...
And the people who probably like... What you're doing.
Well, there's predisposition, but you also have a pretty broad audience.
I wanted to go back and ask you about those second homers. Do you think those second homers, and we have a lot of them, we have five on our street. My question to you is, do you think we would have those people if it wasn't for Tanglewood?
No, I mean, the ones, not case by case, but people that come to me say they you know, they want Tanglewood as part of their experience. And you look at what's happened, you know, over the last 50 years, I mean, it's probably been the greatest, you know, generation of wealth creation in history, and people in the city and in Westchester, and they have, you know, this, you know, they've built up incredible equity, and they might have a place in Florida for tax purposes for other reasons, but yeah. Ultimately they don't want to be in Florida in July and August, and that's when I say 5,000 households, those people have second homes here, they're paying property taxes, they're not, you know, to do a bad pun, taxing the you know, because they don't have the kids, typically have grandkids or even grandkids at this point, and their kids aren't in the school systems, and so I think it's part of that whole economic nucleus that is very much, you know, and the Berkshires, look, I mean, we've had to redefine ourselves as a cultural resort in the summer. I mean, obviously the winter is a slightly different story, and this critical mass in the country, there is no other area that has the critical mass and the various disciplines, whether you're talking theater, you referenced dance earlier, certainly other music beyond Tanglewood, and of course the museums. You have, you know, not just the Massmoka expansion, you have, I always tell people around the country and the world that the best small art museum in the entire country, and they're not so small anymore, is the Clark, you know, and so ultimately that critical mass has redefined the Berkshires, and to the credit of the Berkshire Eagle, their cultural coverage is probably second to none in terms of their commitment.
Mark, thank you for that.
All right. We're going to take a pause. The congratulations on both sides can continue during a break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we will continue our conversation. Kevin Moran, Mark Volpe is here. We are live from Tanglewood. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and our live broadcast from the Press Porch at Tanglewood. I'm Joe Donahue with Alan Chartok. Our guests for this segment, Kevin Moran of the Berkshire Eagle, Mark Volpe, Managing Director of the BSO, and it is a thrill to have them both here as we broadcast for the first time this season from Tanglewood.
Very quick question, guys. I want to see how much trouble I can get you into. I have a close relative who has a small Airbnb operation. And the question is, what are we thinking about that? There's a big controversy here as to whether there should be Airbnb.
Well, I have a parochial interest in that we have 185 staff members and orchestra players who come here every summer, and we pay them a per diem, and they have to provide for their own housing and their own food and all that, and obviously the Airbnb relates only to housing. And so I tend to be secular in most issues, but this is one that directly hits us. Having our folks, and the tax would just be passed along to our people who are here investing in the community and staying. So whatever they do, I don't want to get into the public policy dimension of it, but there should be some kind of exemption for people who commit not a weekend, but extended stays that obviously are obligated to be here because their employment requires it.
So you're for it or against it?
I'm not going to be for it or against it. I'm going to say the one thing I will emphatically state is that the BSO employees should not be subjected to such a task given their
tax.
Yeah. And yeah, excuse my bad English.
No, it wasn't your bad English, it was your pronunciation.
Pronunciation, excuse me.
Yeah.
Now that we have that straight.
I feel better.
Yeah, I feel much better. Thank you, Alan, for using the time to cover. Yeah. That reality is that I shouldn't take a position on the ultimate issue, but I can protect our players' interests, our staff's interests, and saying, given what they commit to this area, given their financial investment in this area, I would hope there'd be an exemption if such a tax goes through.
Kevin, your thoughts on it?
Well, there's certainly no doubt that Airbnb has disrupted the traditional economics of lodging or long-term stays or short-term stays in the Berkshires. I think a lot of what we've been able to report so far has been anecdotal. We are currently working on a report that seeks to take a look at basically what is the real status of the Airbnb industry. I believe it was last summer or the summer before, pardon me, but Airbnb was released numbers that showed that it was a multi-million dollar industry in Berkshire County.
We get a lot of that at our house.
But there is the debate whether
it's
or not
to your wife, by the way.
There is the debate whether or not
going on.
Airbnb, should fall under the same regulations as the traditional bed and breakfast and hotel arenas. But I think the bed and breakfast folks would say, you know, they should be taxed just like us. Airbnb folks probably would say, you know, listen to Mark Volpe. He's got a point there for his folks.
Absolutely.
Well, let us listen to Mark Volpe for a few minutes as we are going to be talking about what is coming up over the next 2.5 hours as to what is coming up here at Tanglewood. I'm interested, sir, in your thoughts and on what the highlights are for you and what you're proudest of to share with the people who are coming to this area and coming to this wonderful venue.
And one of the great highlights, of course, is tonight.
Well, tonight is obviously, and I think it was not by coincidence that the piece we start with is Resurrection Symphony. But so this is a great weekend. We have not just Andres, but we have the other half of the equation. Christina Opelias, his wonderful wife, is singing the Mahler Fourth Symphony, sort of a Mahler weekend on Sunday. And then we have a spectacular, I saw it in Boston, a spectacular Sondheim show that the Sondheim team, and Mr. Sondheim in particular, has taken a real interest in and helped shape. And that'll be Saturday night here at Tanglewood. So the opening weekend, and then if you want to see Andres conduct and have some fun with a bunch of trumpet players, he comes back obviously on Monday night. And then, of course, we have Sunday. Ella Fitzgerald we're kind of taking a different approach to opera. Ella would have turned 100, and I got to meet her. In fact, I picked her up with my spouse. My spouse actually was the one point person on this festival. And
your spouse's first name again?
Yes, Martha. You know that. And it was one of the great moments. She had this like grocery bag, and we, you know, I had met her one other time, but and inside that bag were honorary doctorates from Yale. She had just made the rounds of graduation ceremonies.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, and she's carrying them around in this like paper bag you would get from Price Chopper.
And you address her as doctor.
And listen, she was a force of nature. I had the privilege of not just hearing her a few times, getting to know her a little bit. And so that we're celebrating Sunday night. So it's a huge weekend. In terms of highlights, I think one of my highlights every year is, and it's off in August, so I'm pitching something a little bit farther off. But Andres is our esteemed and wonderful friend John Williams are doing a film night together. And Andres is conducting the first half of films that I don't think he ever saw, probably never made it to Lafayette when he was a kid. I'm very excited by that because John has formed an incredible relationship, not just with the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops and Tanglewood, and he's one of the real spiritual forces here at Tanglewood and continues to help us. In fact, supporting our project that, we're doing a $4 billion project we haven't talked about yet. It's about a $40 million initiative to further, obviously it's mission-driven with the needs of the Tanglewood Music Center and a new learning institute, but obviously it has economic impact as well.
Sure.
So we're pleased to be able to do all that.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but I do have a question for you. Now, everybody knows you were a fine clarinet player before you went over to the dark side.
Yeah, not that fine, obviously. I'm sitting here talking to you as a manager.
We just have about a minute.
Okay, so are you a better clarinet player than Andres is a trumpet player?
Oh, and right now he's in shape. The gentleman to my left, Tom Rolfs, has been coaching him for months and months and has done a phenomenal job and is one of the great trumpet players in the world unto himself. But so right now he wins. Give me 6 months and I might make it a little more competitive.
Whoa.
There's a couple forward plugs. One, Andres Nelsons will be speaking with Alan coming up in our 10 o'clock hour. In our 11 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Keith Lockhart about the Sondheim on Sondheim show that Mark referenced just a few moments ago. And yes, Tom Rolfs will be with us in our next segment. So we have a lot going on. I want to thank both of you gentlemen for being with us. It would not be any fun at all if you were not here to just set us off on the right course. Kevin,
thank you
very much. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you in a month when we come back for Tanglewood on Parade. Mark, I assume you'll be back then with us as well.
I hope to still be employed.
You're invited. You know you're invited, but also know that we so appreciate not only you being a guest, but for you inviting us year after year and having us here.
Our honor.
Thank you very much. We will continue our broadcast live from Tanglewood on WAMC.